88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good morning, a good Monday to you. Time for the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Everything getting back in sync for a Monday. Looks like students are back walking the sidewalks of UL. We're going to listen to some great music this hour. Go all over the musical map. We're going to begin on the spiritual side. We'll hear something from the latest release by the Blind Boys of Alabama, who will be performing at the James Munkus Theater on June 27th. Tickets are still available to see this five-time Grammy-winning gospel group. We'll hear a track from I'll Find a Way. But before we get to that, something recorded at over in Ville Platte, Louisiana, at Floyd Swallow's studio back in the early 1970s. Listen to a track called Born Again. Thanks to Todd Artigo from Eunice, Louisiana, for providing me with that track several years ago. And we're going to start off with this one. Born 1932, just outside of Macomb, Mississippi, the great Reverend Charlie Jackson, a blues player who turned to the Lord, playing church programs with Reverend Utah Smith. He recorded some legendary 45s for Booker Records out of New Orleans, and this is one. It's called God's Got It.
Well, between the eating, God got it. God got everything you need. Oh, if you need it, God got it. God got everything you need. If you need it, God got it. God got everything you need. God got everything a poor man needs. That's his money. God got it. God got everything you need. Oh, that's his money. God got it. God got everything you need. If it's money, God got it. God got everything you need. God got everything a poor man needs. If it's a friend, God got it. God got everything you need. Oh, if it's a friend, God got it. God got everything you need. I've got a friend. God got it. God got everything you need. God got everything a poor man needs. I've got a doctor. God got it. God got everything you need. Oh, I've got a doctor. God got it. God got everything you need. I've got a doctor. God got it. God got everything you need. God got everything a poor man needs. God got it. God got it. God got it. God got it. Did you try him? Did you try him? Did you try him? Did you try him? He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. God got him. God got him. God got him. God got him. Thank you. God got it. God got it. God got it. God got it. God got everything you need. So glad now.
Yeah.
The Lord sent me me.
Oh, Lord.
When God shut Noah in the grand old ark, he put a rainbow in the cloud. When the thunder rolled and the sky was dark, God put a rainbow in the cloud. God put a rainbow. God put a rainbow in.
Wow, is that great or what? Blind Boys of Alabama from their latest release, I'll Find a Way. They were playing along with Justin Vernon, who also produced this brand new record, and along with Phil Cook and several other great musicians. God put a rainbow in the cloud going out to Griff. And that happened last Sunday during his memorial over at the horse farm. Blind Boys of Alabama coming to the Acadiana Center for the Arts this coming June 27th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available. Give them a call at 233-7060 or their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org. Before that, the loosest kind of tight performance recorded in Ville Platte, Louisiana during the 1970s. The Morning Star Spiritual Singers in a 45 that no one knows anything about. We heard Born Again, and we began with the Reverend Charlie Jackson with a scratchy 45 RPM, God's Got It, as we begin a week here on the Caravan. Looking at the weather, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Mostly sunny, a high of around 89 degrees. Winds from the south at 10 to 15. 40% chance overnight, 40% chance on Tuesday. Currently it's fair and 88 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. This evening, the Cane Fire film series resumes with a great new film that was selected for the 2014 Sundance Film Festival. It's called The Double, and it features a double performance by Jesse Eisenberg. Screening begins at 7:30 p.m. this evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets will be available at the door. Caravan rolls ahead with the new release by Wilco Johnson and Roger Daltrey, the great guitarist frontman for Dr. Feelgood, teaming with Roger Daltrey of The Who. We'll hear a track from Going Back Home. We'll also hear from Jeff Lynne from his solo release from a couple of years ago, Long Wave. But let's begin with Peter Case, the former frontman from the Plimsolls, who has, of course, forged a great solo career. This is from his album Wig. Peter's digging what you're putting down.
I dig what you're putting down. Well, you got something wild, baby. Something really cold, my. Well, you got something wild, cold, my. Something wild.
dig what you're putting down.
A member of the Electric Light Orchestra, of the Traveling Wilburys, of which group? The Idle Race, back in the UK, I think. Talking about Jeff Lynne, his 2012 release entitled Long Wave. We heard Let It Rock. Before that, Wilco Johnson and Roger Daltrey with Ice on the Motorway from Going Back Home, their new album. They promised to work on another one soon. And we heard Peter Case, kicking off the set with Dig, which you're putting down from his 2011 album on Yep Rock Records, simply entitled Wig. This is from the upcoming Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young 1974 collection that will be out soon. This is Stephen Stills with a track that he did on a solo release of his. This is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young doing Change Partners.
This is something we've been doing for years. Changing partners.
It's all right.
To gaze when the faces fell on the dance card. Please and remember and don't get too close to one special bone. He will take your defense and more.
So we'll change partners. Time to change.
Ah!
Ramsey Lewis Trio. Loopy, hang on. Here on the Caravan. Before that, Julian Lennon, Looking for Love. Sounding like summertime with that track, and so does this.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there. All care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Thank you.
1950s, the incomparable Peruvian vocalist Ima Sumac with Extabe, Lure of the Unknown Love. Before that, Martin Denny with Jungle Madness from his Hypnotique album from 1958, and Seals and Crofts doing Summer Breeze. This is the new release from Project Trio. Their take on Camille Saint-Saëns' Bacchanal from Samson and Delilah from the new album Instrumental here on the Caravan. Thank you. That's new from Project Trio, Greg Patillo, flute, Eric Stevenson, cello, and Peter Seymour, bass. We've been playing their versions of Sweet Child of Mine and Brubeck's Take Five for the past 2 or 3 years. They have a brand new release entitled Instrumental, and that was the Bacchanal from Samson and Delilah by Camille Saint-Saëns, again, the Project Trio. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Harpistry here on KRVS. Today on Harpistry, Valerie Green will present the first of 3 episodes to feature artists who will be participating in the 41st American Harp Society Conference that will be held in New Orleans at the end of this month. She'll be playing selections by Deborah Henson-Conant, Carol Robbins, and Cheryl Ann Fulton today. Also featuring music by Patrick Ball, Lisa Lynn Franco, and Ari Frankfurter, and Cuttings. Jennifer Cuttings, Ocean Orchestra as well. We're going to close out with music by Jethro Tull from the album Benefit. The Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who joined you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Come on back. We'll do it again tomorrow.
be what I want to be. Just one week for the feeling to go, and with you there to help me, then it probably will. Going back to the ones that I know, with whom I can be what I want to be. Just one week for the feeling to go, and with you there to help me, then probably will.